Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include World Falun Dafa Day celebrations in Europe, Shenyun kicks off Monkey King Latin American tour in Mexico City, Turkey, photo exhibition raises awareness about Falun Dafa and the persecution in China, Falun Gong practitioner files criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin in China's highest courts, and space scientist faces trial, wife passed away. Now for the stories. World Falun Dafa Day celebrations in Europe. European Falun Dafa practitioners joined those from other continents to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day on May 13, 2015. Below are some of the events that took place in Ukraine, Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands. Ukraine. Practitioners in Ukraine's fourth largest city celebrated World Falun Dafa Day by demonstrating the exercises and traditional Chinese dance on May 13, 2015. They also displayed posters informing passersby about Falun Dafa. Parents and their children were given short stories written by young practitioners so that they could understand the benefits from practicing the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The city of Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine was at war for several months last year. After the fighting was over, practitioners resumed doing the Qigong exercises and telling people about Falun Dafa on weekends. They celebrated World Falun Dafa Day by demonstrating the exercises and collecting signatures for support to end the persecution on May 10th. A lady in her 90s stayed in front of the booth for a long time chatting with practitioners. After hearing about the brutal persecution in China, the lady talked about how her family were also victims of Communist Party brutality. Practitioners told her about the organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners in China and gave her a handmade lotus flower as well as some pamphlets. The lady signed the petitions to support ending the persecution. Besides these two cities, practitioners in other Ukrainian cities, including Kharkiv, Odessa, and Ivano-Frankivsk, also celebrated this special occasion. Poland. Polish practitioners gathered at the Warsaw Old Town on May 13th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Because this date coincided with the birthday of Mr. Li Hongshir, the founder of Falun Gong, they also wished Mr. Li a happy birthday. The peaceful exercises and banners drew a large number of spectators. They took informational materials and signed petitions calling for an end to the persecution in China. Germany. Practitioners from Bavaria, Germany, and Salzburg, Austria, gathered at the city center in Munich on May 16th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Impressed by the calm and gentle exercises, many pedestrians stopped by to learn more information. Upon hearing about the severe suppression in China, many signed petitions to support practitioners. Chinese tourists and residents were also interested in the Qigong exercises. They took pictures, read materials, and some quit the Chinese Communist Party organizations. Netherlands. Dutch practitioners went to The Hague and celebrated World Falun Dafa Day in front of the International Court of Justice, the primary judicial branch of the United Nations based in the Peace Palace. Through displaying posters and collecting signatures, they raised awareness of the brutal persecution in China. According to FalunDafa.org, Falun Gong teachings have been translated in more than 30 languages, and it is being practiced in over 100 countries.
Shenyun kicks off Monkey King Latin American Tour in Mexico City. Shenyun Performing Arts presented its new dance drama, Monkey King, in Mexico City in 13 performances on May 8th through the 17th. Adopted from popular characters from Journey to the West, one of the four classic novels of Chinese literature, the dance drama took audiences on their own delightful journey. Many audience members expressed fascination at the skillful combination of dance and acting and the essence of traditional Chinese culture captured in the various dramas. In Journey to the West, a Tang Dynasty monk takes an epic journey from Chang'an, today's Xi'an, to India on a mission to retrieve sacred Buddhist scriptures. Legend has it that he was accompanied by three guardians, including the Monkey King, who protected him from numerous demons bent on eating his holy flesh to gain immortality. Renowned dancers, soul of the people. Of all that we have seen on Broadway and all the cultural programs we have seen in the world, this is one of the most marvelous things we have ever seen. I think it is not only the artistic message, but also the cultural message. The children were enjoying the spectacular so much. It is so rare that they get to enjoy something presented with so much love and so much culture, said Robert Gutierrez, a renowned dancer in Mexico. Former governor, splendid. The show is splendid. The philosophy, the ideology, and the art of dance are together. It's wonderful, said Jose Navidad Gonzalez Parras, former governor of Nuevo León and president of a law firm. He described the show as a beautiful journey, a fun journey, and at the same time, a journey that shows higher values for the human being. Mr. Gonzalez added that the performance expressed the philosophy of the spirit, the philosophy of peace and balance in mankind. Theater critic, a wonderful spectacle. This is really a wonderful spectacle, said theater critic George Medina. Classical Chinese dance is the essence of many important things we should know, he said. It really is something that must be seen. It belongs to humanity. If we really see it and really feel it, it grasps the essence and even the differences that may be in any culture. It really relates to us and many people in the world, Mr. Medina explained. Actor, the origin of theater. Actor Jose Elias Moreno spoke highly of Monkey King. You get the feeling that you are with the origin of theater when you are here with this show. He described that the show took him to a different place with its artistic expression and spirituality. The origin of theater is this. It took me to understand the beginning of art and acting, he said. Actress. Exceeded my expectations. It has exceeded my expectations. The beauty of the Chinese dance is something I enjoy very much, said television actress Monica Farias. She said that she saw the messages of perseverance and mercy and peace and love between one another. I really appreciate the excellence, the beauty, and the teamwork of each and every actor and dancer. I think that we need to take this excellence to everyday life, to make us better human beings, and to make this world a better place, she added. Shen Yun will continue to present The Monkey King in Quito, Ecuador, on May 23rd and 24th, and Tucumán, Argentina, on May 30th and 31st.
Turkey. Photo exhibition raises awareness about Falun Dafa and the persecution in China. A Falun Dafa photo exhibit with the theme Peaceful Protest was held in Mersin, Turkey, on May 10, 2015. The three-day exhibition illustrated the benefits of Falun Dafa and the brutal persecution those who practice it face in China. Visitors to the exhibit included many young people and college students. Many expressed shock at the persecution, especially the organ harvesting atrocities. Visitors expressed sympathy for those oppressed and support for their peaceful protests. A young man stayed in the gallery for nearly 2 hours. I felt sad for the suffering of the innocent practitioners, he said. I will do my best to support Falun Dafa practitioners' efforts to protest the persecution.
Falun Gong practitioner files criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin in China's highest courts. A Falun Gong practitioner in China has submitted criminal complaints against former Chinese Communist Party, CCP leader Jiang Zemin, for launching and sustaining the persecution of Falun Gong. Unlike in some Western countries, where the government files criminal complaints against defendants, Chinese citizens are allowed to be the plaintiffs in criminal cases. Ms. Zhou Hefei exercised her legal right by submitting a complaint to the Supreme People's Court on May 16, 2015, and the Supreme People's Procuratorate on May 19. She wrote in the complaint, "The Supreme People's Court and the Supreme People's Procuratorate shoulder the responsibility of protecting the Chinese Constitution and upholding justice. It's the time to hold Jiang Zemin accountable." Ms. Zhu started practicing Falun Gong in 1996, at which time she was a head of a CCP organization department and director of personnel at the Jiangsu Second Normal University, formerly Jiangsu Institute of Education. She was promoted to Secretary of the Commission for Discipline Inspection at the university in 1998. She was terminated by Jiangsu province shortly after the persecution began in July 1999 and has since been illegally detained, arrested, and also subjected to psychiatric torture at a mental hospital in Nanjing, the capital of Jiangsu province. Her latest arrest occurred in July 2013. Ms. Zhu argued in her complaint that Jiang Zemin imposed his personal will on other Politburo Standing Committee members when he launched the persecution. His actions violated Chinese laws and the Constitution and led to a man-made disaster in China's society for over 10 years. Many people at provincial, city, and grassroots levels are under pressure from above to carry out the persecution policy. They know that Falun Gong practitioners are innocent, but they have to commit wrongdoings to maintain their jobs, living, and self-protection. They, too, are victims of the persecution. My suing Jiang Zemin is also helping them, Mr. Zhu wrote in the complaint. Background. Jiang Zemin single-handedly started the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, despite disagreement by other Politburo Standing Committee members. He took advantage of his position at the time as head of the Chinese Communist Party and imposed his personal will to launch the persecution. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners during the past 16 years. More have been tortured and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin and company are directly responsible for the inception, progress, and sustainment of the persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established a party-based security organ called the 610 Office on June 10, 1999. It overrides the Chinese laws and executes the persecution policy of ruining their Falun Gong practitioners' reputation, cutting off their financial resources, and eliminating them physically.
Space scientist faces trial, wife passed away. A couple in Tianjin who were accomplished space scientists have been repeatedly arrested for practicing Falun Gong over the past 15 years. Detainee Mr. Chiang Huifeng was not allowed to see his wife, Ms. Liu Yongqi, one last time before her death. A trial was scheduled for May 6 for Mr. Chiang, 77. His trial was then postponed with no sufficient evidence given for the delay. His lawyer requested that he be released. The release was ignored by the Nankai court. Mr. Jiang Huifeng, a former director on the board of the Chinese Society of Astronautics, was arrested at his home in Tianjin on August 26, 2014. This was the fourth arrest for Mr. Jiang since the persecution first began in 1999. Back in 2000, he was put in a forced labor camp for 3 years. Years of police harassment, multiple arrests, and home searches have taken a toll on Ms. Liu. After her husband's last arrest, she suffered a mental breakdown and her health began to deteriorate. She died at the age of 79 on March 3, 2015. Mr. Chiang's family went to the Nankai Detention Center on March 4th requesting to see him and applied for him to see his dying wife. Officers told them to put in the request to the Wangdingdi police station, but the officer at the police station would not help them. They then went to the Nankai court, where they were still ignored. Mr. Jiang's family spent the entire day trying to get Mr. Chiang to see his wife one last time. They were unable to get anyone to assist them. She passed away, and their son and daughter had no choice but to make the arrangements for her cremation. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.